All right, happy Friday to all of you, and welcome to On the Map. Tonight we'll explore the centennial of Route 66, and we'll preview next week's Kentucky Derby at Churchill Downs. WGN Radio newsman Dave Schwann and I have been talking about Route 66 for well over a decade, and I asked Dave to join me in studio for this conversation. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great, and it's always great to talk about 66, Dave. You know that.
It always is. And by the way, you'll hear Dave and I later in our This Is History segment, as always, and then you and I are filling in for Bob Surratt and Steve Grzanich on Memorial Day.
Yeah.
Team is back together.
Yep.
Except for Mazur. He's too good for us now.
The band can't be split up completely.
Well, yeah, completely. I was going to say, yeah. Andy's just too good for us. He's in a bigger office now and everything, so it's how it goes.
Names on the wall.
Yeah. But Route 66 has always been, a big symbol of America, often called the Main Street of America, the Mother Road. It reflects the story of the United States in the 20th century, doesn't it, Dave?
Yes, it does. And one of the reasons why is that it was the really more or less the first road that was a continuous pathway from Chicago out to Los Angeles,
California,
and the West Coast.
Yeah.
And
Santa Monica.
Up until Santa Monica specifically, yeah. Right. But up until that time, it was a patchwork of roads. And think of this, though, 1926... cars are still relatively new when you think about it.
Yeah.
Not everybody had one. And so the Department of Transportation, in both at the state level and at the federal level, had to do something and fast, because there were more and more cars on the road and people were becoming more and more mobile. And Route 66 was among the first ones, as we mentioned. Don't forget Route 30. That goes through Joliet and northern Illinois.
Yeah.
That's an even longer road. That starts in New York City and ends somewhere around San Francisco.
66, almost 2,500 miles, Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Arizona, California.
Right.
There we go.
You got it.
Yeah.
12 miles total in Kansas, though.
But it linked rural towns to major cities. I mean, really, that's what a lot of, and I keep telling my, when my kids were younger, to explain Route 66 to them, especially in the place where we have all these expressways and throughways and everything else, the movie Cars really does epitomize what Route 66 is all about, right?
Yeah, that and the fact that, in literature, of course, it was probably first known and still almost very prominently in The Grapes of Wrath, John Steinbeck's great novel about Depression-era Dust Bowl life. And that is where the phrase The Mother Road comes from. It comes from that book. It's one of the chapters where he's talking about the Jode family having to leave their farm in Oklahoma and move west. All of the movement on Route 66. And he writes, Route 66 is the mother road, the road of flight. And that's where we get that phrase.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And you traveled it many times, and we're going to talk about that. But first, as the world prepares to celebrate the 100th anniversary of America's most iconic highway, Illinois is leading the charge with a slate of new attractions, immersive experiences, and major events designed to honor the legacy and the future of Route 66. From vintage murals and larger-than-life muffler men to Route 66 classic car events and traveling the Mother Road by electric vehicle, Illinois is embracing Route 66's centennial with passion and pride. Corey Jobe is the chair of the Route 66 Centennial Commission. And to talk about it all, Corey joins us on the map. Corey, how are you?
Well, good evening. I have been listening to both of you. I could listen to you all evening about Route 66 and the history. It's quite a road and quite a story, and we're excited to be celebrating the 100th anniversary.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the commission that was put together. You chair it. Talk about what it's all about.
Yeah, we have commission members from the Chicagoland area all the way to southwest Illinois near the Chain of Rocks Bridge where I'm located. Illinois has a little over 300 miles of the road, and the commission's been in existence for 5 years. And since then, we have worked very closely with elected officials up and down the road, and of course, Governor J.B. Pritzker. And over the last 4.5 years, we have received over $20 million to help spur new roadside attractions, restore historic sites, create new signage and opportunities for visitors who are traveling the road to stop and learn about the history and spend a little money along the way before they head west. And so it's been a great run. I can't believe the year is here. And there is just so much to see and do. As we tell people, there's more sites, attractions, unique roadside experiences in Illinois than all other states combined. And when you think about it, when you leave Chicago and you head south, you know, every town at about 20 or 30 miles between each other, there's something unique about Route 66. And so it's a lot of fun, we get to share this story with travelers from all over the world.
Corey, you say you're near the Chain of Rocks Bridge. There's a story about the construction and the materialization of Chain of Rocks Bridge in and of itself, isn't there?
Well, there is, and you know, it's got an interesting story and history, and we've been trying to work to try to bring some things back to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. It's got some issues to it right now. The way you access it from the Illinois side is you have to cross a canal bridge, and the canal bridge is in need of repair. So unfortunately, we can't take major motor coach buses across the canal bridge, but you can get over it by automobile or bicycle. And then once you get to the Chain of Rocks Bridge, there's no more traffic allowed on that, vehicular traffic, but they do close it down from time to time for car shows and whatnot. But it's quite a spectacular views of the Mississippi and how that was constructed and the toll bridge and those sorts of things. There's so much history there, and once people get out to see it, it's quite spectacular, and that's just one of many things, from diners, drive-ins to classic stops, and we have all those stories here in Illinois.
Very cool. Corey Jobe is the chair of the Route 66 Centennial Commission. Dave Schwann is in studio with me tonight, and we'll have more on Route 66. We are talking to Corey Jobe, chair of the Route 66 Centennial Commission, and WGN radio newsman Dave Schwann is in studio. So there are so many things that you are doing to do to really explode this whole celebration, and wayfinding, art, and urban exploration is a big part of it, isn't it, Corey?
It is. We've been able to fund numerous placemaking projects from, you know, new parks, again, these roadside attractions, all because of the support of the state of Illinois. And we're also supporting numerous festivals and events across the state, from Chicago to Southwest Illinois. And one of those big events, there's two very important dates, April 30th and November 11th, in the history of Route 66. And April 30th is the national kickoff, and that'll take place where it all started in Springfield, Missouri. But there are several satellite cities across the country, and one of those is in Joliet, Illinois. And on April 30th, they're going to literally recreate a big house. They're going to call it the Big House Ball Game, but they're recreating the baseball field inside the old Joliet prison.
Yeah, I saw that.
Inmates played baseball, and the Big House Ball Game is going to be between the Joliet Slammers and a team outside of St. Louis. And so that's going to be a big national kickoff. And then there's just multiple events all year round through November 11th, where there will be a big celebration in Springfield, Illinois, hosted by the Illinois Route 66 Scenic Byway Association.
Yeah, there's the great race happening in Springfield in mid-June. And, of course, the Illinois State Fair, which I love that there's going to be an experience in neon exhibits taking place there as well, right?
Yeah, and something about the great race, the first time in its history, the great race will start in Springfield, Illinois, but the very first overnight never happens in the same state. And it's happening this time in Illinois. They'll start in Springfield, and then they're going to overnight in Collinsville, Illinois. That's the home of the world's largest ketchup bottle, spelled C-A-T-S-U-P.
Yes, the ketchup bottle festival.
The ketchup along bottle. With the great race, the ketchup bottle festival.
Yeah, the ketchup
bottle. I don't know if you know this or not, but 80% of the world's horseradish is grown on Route 66 in Collinsville, Illinois. So all these quirky little stops along the way across the state.
Well, and you've also put out there just a series of wayfinding signs along Ogden Avenue and kind of highlighting the road's history, right?
Absolutely. We've partnered with Choose Chicago to do some new wayfinding signs, new murals in the neighborhoods in the city. And you'll find those all throughout. You find those in Joliet. You find them in Pontiac, Springfield, Edwardsville, Collinsville, Granite City. We have actually two neon sign parks in the state, one at the state fairgrounds, like you said, and also in Granite City. And so, again, the communities have really, they've really thought outside the box and how to embrace and think about what travelers are wanting today. I mean, the state's even electrified the road with numerous EV charging stations. So not only are we honoring our past, but looking toward the future. And I tell you guys, it's been a lot of fun. You know, in April, we were at Navy Pier with Grant DePorter, yeah, and Harry Carey.
I was there. Yeah.
And okay, all right. Yeah. And that was a lot of fun. And I mean, Grant, you never say no to Grant DePorter, and he really made something spectacular happen there. And, you know, the history, I didn't know all the history with Harry Carey and Route 66. And so there's so many wonderful stories, and we're cataloging all those too. The Illinois State Museum has been interviewing people all up and down the road, and there's an exhibit happening there right now that'll go throughout the end of the year in Springfield.
Corey, you know, we've talked about Route 66, and you just mentioned all of the wonderful places to visit all along the route here from Chicago out west. But I have to say, Illinois is one of my favorite places along 66 because we have everything that people think 66 is about. You start here in Chicago, the third largest city in the country, and on a major metropolitan area, and not too much later, you're out in open country and rural areas in the summer months to drive through and see the corn all along the way down, you know, past towns like Odell and into Lincoln and further in Springfield. And as for the restaurants, we've got some of the best ones all along the route right here in Illinois. And one of my very favorites is in Litchfield, and that is the Ariston Cafe. I love that place. I just love it.
Well, that's in my area.
Yeah.
And the Ariston Cafe, you know, is going to be 102 years this year. It's older than the road itself.
Yep. It supposedly...
And you see that all up and down the road.
Yeah, it supposedly is the oldest continuously operating restaurant on the entire route.
Yep, from Illinois to California.
From Illinois to California.
And, I mean, you think about the Cozy Dog or the Corn Dog that was invented in Springfield, Illinois,
right,
by the Waldmeier family, and the history with Bob Waldmeier and his family. And there's another restaurant in Springfield that's been in existence for 85 years. That's Maldener's, right on Route 66. And, you know, I think some of the best fried chicken is White Fence Farms
in
the Joliet area. So, again... And, you know, these are all owned by, you know, third and fourth generation families. And, you know, it just gives me goosebumps to think about what's been done and what we're trying to do to save our history. And, you know, I was just in London and Ireland last 2 weeks talking to travel tour operators and media. And you won't believe the travel that comes from the UK market, Germany, German-speaking countries, who just love Route 66. And it's a bucket list trip for many European travelers, flying into Chicago and spending 3 and 4 weeks on the road all the way to California.
You're absolutely right. And when my dad and I did the route in 2009, we met people from four foreign countries, including a couple that came here from Scandinavia to do their honeymoon driving Route 66 on a motorcycle.
Cool. That's cool.
Yeah,
I have heard that from multiple locations. You know, we salvaged a old gas station in Edwardsville, Illinois, called the West End Station, and now we renovated it, and it's a Route 66 Visitor Center Museum called the West End Service Station. We've been open 2 years, and we've had visitors from 40 countries.
I'm not surprised.
49 states.
I'm not surprised.
In 2 years.
Yeah. And in
you
my
just never know who might be traveling.
Yeah, and I've seen Route 66 signs during traveling times in Europe also, vice versa.
Yeah.
It's a worldwide
draw.
Well, and speaking of gas stations,
isn't
Shea's gas station in Springfield, wasn't that renovated and now a museum as well?
It is. It's back open. The Visit Springfield team reopened that. And again, that's a story and history. And you know, it's just, you know, people say, oh, will they really come? Well, you can't really track because a lot of it's, you know, individual couples, small groups. But when you look at those guest books or you look at those push pins that are in the maps and all these museums and locations, it's fascinating where people come from to travel the road.
Absolutely. Corey Jobe is the chair of the Route 66 Centennial Commission. Corey, where can folks go to find out more about all the celebrations?
Well, I'm going to encourage your listeners to head over to IllinoisRoute66.org, www.IllinoisRoute66.org.
We'll see you on the road, Corey. Thanks so much for your time today.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.